Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast on Thanksgiving Eve, number 76. I never thought we could do 76 days, to be honest.
I thought you forgot what you were
going to say. No, I didn't. It just really, that's a really big number that we've been doing this. Talking and people apparently listen, which is even scarier. No, we're going to renumber it 100.
call it Pittsburgh Comics now.
Now, yeah.
Or the new...
We're going to call it the Superior Pittsburgh Comics
Pittsburgh
Podcast.
Comic book, man. We're going to have cameras and everything.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm sure the people at home, you'll want to see what's going on here, but yeah. Show up once for a podcast and you'll understand why it's not video. It's about as exciting as the comic book men one, you know. I don't know. We'd have to do the multi-camera. I'd stand up away from the table because I put on about 200 pounds. Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. I know you're in town this weekend.
I'm sure you're listening. Here.
I can't be listening.
Well, couldn't get him to come in?
No, I couldn't. I'm not. Gaiman wouldn't come either.
So. I don't know if Kevin Smith listens to their podcast.
To their podcast?
To ours.
Oh, ours? I bet he does.
You think?
No.
Scott Snyder does? No, he doesn't.
No, he does.
He listened that one time.
He just comes on.
He listened once and went,
he said,
oh,
I'm not doing this.
What was I thinking? These guys are.
I really think he did say that. I really do.
You think he listened?
Don't we have his
personal phone
number?
No, I think he really said, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Don't we have his personal phone number so we can call him?
You know, I did. You know, I never dawned on me to write it down. Shame on me. Okay, wait. Let me introduce the cast of characters. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight,
Chuck,
Dave,
Donnie,
Adam,
Matt,
and Scott Snyder.
No, not Scott Snyder. Be nice, but no. He's too big now.
He's really not that big. He's kind of a little guy. Okay. This is Pittsburgh Comics.
What? And we'll start again. No. So last week was our first big week of Marvel Now. I think the first week we just had Deadpool and Iron Man. So last week we got four new ones. The all-new X-Men, Fantastic Four, Thor, something. I forget there's something after the Thor.
Captain America.
And then X-Men Legacy. Week. Captain America was this week. And... Hulk, Indigestible Hulk was this week.
did I buy Thor?
Matt?
Now I'm confused. I don't remember reading it.
You don't remember reading? I can't help you there.
Had this guy with a hammer?
I liked it.
We'll get there. Slow down. Oh, you want to start with Thor?
No.
We'll start with Thor.
I was just saying.
Donnie wants to talk about Thor, so we'll start with Thor. I was going to go alphabetically.
I thought we were going to start with Walking.
I feel like you're getting yelled at.
I just want to say.
Jeez, Donnie said it.
That's it? That's all you have to say? No, I thought it was good. The art didn't bother me or anything. I remember when they first said they were going to be doing it in three different time. Like, the story was going to tell young Thor, medium Thor, and old Thor.
They didn't waste any time with that.
No, and I remember thinking, how in the world are they going to do this? But it actually worked. My problem with it that I had with All New X-Men was the preview. The preview that they gave us...
I didn't really read those.
Okay, see, I did, because I wanted to see what was going on. And in this one, and in All New X-Men, the preview was the last four or five pages of the book, which, as you're reading the book, all of a sudden, especially in Thor, it was a mystery. What happened to these gods? Well, if you'd read the preview, you knew exactly what happened to them. So it kind of was a little anticlimactic. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiling it for yourself.
No. So, yeah, you just, you know, you get to the end, and I already read this, so... But other than that, I thought it was good. I'm definitely looking forward to number two.
I'm really, I'm at the lowest Marvel purchases as long as I've ever been here.
But it's now.
But that's one of the ones I'm actually sticking with.
Okay. Well, we'll get you on the rest of them. Did you
Most of them just, should have left it alone.
I tell you, leave it to me, and I'm the first one to get something on your chair.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's gone.
Okay. I'm going to kill you, man.
It was a melted sprinkler.
Those were not cheap slipcovers. No more eating in the store. New rule.
This is why we can't have nice things.
You're banned from that chair.
Yeah, you have to sit on the plastic chairs from now on.
If you work here, you're allowed to eat.
No, you have to stand at the counter and eat like I do.
That's fine.
Yeah, but there's even more valuable stuff over on the counter.
Glass wipes up.
Not really, yeah. That wipes up pretty easy. Those.
You know what's awful? The rag
discolored my chair.
No. Oh, okay. Well, kind of, because...
What are you doing?
The fabric, the dye came off.
That's a return policy on this.
Yeah, take them back.
How does this happen? It's not that bad. Moving on.
Why is my phone shutting down? Okay. Oh, moving on. Yes, sorry. All new X-Men.
I did not try that.
You didn't like Adam?
I read it.
I didn't mind it.
Well, you're in the other room. You can't talk from the other room.
I'll tell you the truth. The preview that they gave out didn't do it any justice to start out with.
The preview did not help. But that was another thing where the preview was the last four or five pages, and you knew what was happening. You know, it was another one where you're like, oh, okay, I already read this. The other two, the Cap preview and the Hulk preview, were more in the middle of the beginning, which I think worked a little better. But I like the idea of previews, but...
Select them
better.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that one failed doing that. Captain America.
Oh, wait. No, all new X-Men. Yeah.
I
don't want to... Okay.
I know that, but the preview for it, I'm saying. Unlike that...
The preview was dumb when you actually read the issue. It had nothing to do with the issue whatsoever.
But it started with the beginning, which is odd.
Right.
That they started with
right.
The end.
Well, kind of, yeah, a little bit in the beginning.
They were trying to find key points, but...
But all new X-Men, I thought it was good. I want to see where it's going. My only problem with it was, how can Beast time travel? Where'd that come from?
Told you.
That's his...
What? Stole it from Cable.
Stole from Cable? So, how? Well, that's Cable's arm.
He stole the tech from Cable.
What about Bishop?
Or
did
Bishop
he steal it from
Bishop?
Maybe Forge.
He's Beast,
it.
Dude.
Okay, it just seems
it.
It just seemed out
maybe
of the blue that...
Did it.
All you have to say is Forge blue. Make a time machine and he make it. He's a...
I'm sure they're going to explain.
Green,
I mean, they didn't really explain.
Right, but it was just kind of, oh, yeah, I'll just go back in time and get them.
Kind of,
what?
They're going to have...
I'm sure he's got some kind of gadget
the Phoenix
or something.
Gave him that power. That's his third mutation is time travel.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's one thing that just, as I'm reading, going, when could he do that? And he could have solved a lot of other problems.
I feel like they're trying to, recently, that they're trying to, like, erase anything Grant Morrison thought of. These stories.
It's Beast traveling in time have to do with Grant Morrison.
I'm saying his mutation. His third mutation is going to kill him.
Right. That's time travel?
Huh? Time travel, yeah.
But think about it. That'd be perfect because he could never die. He'd just keep traveling in time.
It'd
be like Groundhog Day.
Wouldn't that be a weird... Well, he
would be a hard book
to
read.
He would be the exact person. So he would still be having the issues. Just everybody who wasn't time traveling would...
Anyway,
there were just to speak on one thing. There was a real neat book out today called Comeback that dealt with time travel. That was really cool, very enjoyable.
That's a muddy topic. You got to be careful. How
it is. But this is neat. It's like a company that will do it. Like, in it, a guy's wife had died in a car accident, so he wanted them to go back in time to save her from that car accident. And, like, they're like, well, we can do it. It's going to cost you $5 million. But
speaking of ones that just came out, did anyone try that Great Pacific?
I read it.
It was all right.
It was okay.
It was good
I don't
for
think
a
it
first start.
Yeah,
I like the idea of it.
Yeah, I just don't. It was so hot and it sold out 2 weeks before. Yeah,
in 6 months when you read,
right?
Yeah, let me know what you think.
Yeah, it was okay. I think it needed a little more.
Well, I like the idea of it. So I mean, hopefully it goes somewhere.
Yeah. Let's see, Fantastic Four. Anybody read that?
Yeah, yep. I read that.
What do you think?
I wanted to like it more than I did.
Yeah.
Does Matt Fraction, does he have the idea of unstable molecules wrong?
Right.
Because...
Right, how did his arm get hurt? What,
because he's...
Yeah.
Is that... He's,
basically, Mr. Fantastic's arm gets damaged in a bite by a dinosaur, which they never really explain that.
Savage.
And then he decides they have to leave for a year to find something to fix his arm.
Yeah.
It was,
it's
what?
Their bodies aren't unstable molecules.
Right.
The fabric is.
Yeah. But it was okay. It was one where I definitely don't understand why we needed a number one for it. Same with Iron Man. It's just the next story arc by a different writer.
Did any of them need a number one? No,
not a, but I mean, like, all new X-Men. But
Iron
just
Man needs a new artist.
But just by...
But I mean, by the same token,
it's just a new story.
Did any of the DC books need a number
one? Well, no,
one?
But they did it... Well, they did. I mean, they changed stuff in it. There was nothing changed in Iron Man.
Yeah, there's no continuity changes.
Right, so they did continuity changes.
I think if they did a continuity change like DC did, then I think it helps. And they had to do it with Batman, because if they're going to change everything else, if they're going to.
Yeah, I think they did as a fresh start, but this is just literally the next writer taking over a new number one.
The only way this will make any sense for them to do it is if they don't get derailed. If stories get derailed, then you're going to have more issues.
Like the event coming out next
year? Yeah, Ultron War that's going to change.
Well, supposedly that's a mini. So it's not going to...
Yeah, you like that? You like how... Well, it's a mini, but it took place before Spider-Man 700.
Which is weird.
Yeah, so...
It took place before any of the Now books.
But then there was some... I didn't read the article, but
they had to do that because it's so late.
Right, but there was... Well, they premiered it 2 years ago, was the preview.
But they can't really... If they derail these things again, that's where the problem lies, is stories getting derailed. So if anything like that happens, I think it's going to hurt them with this more than anything, because people are going to realize, hey, this isn't any different than the Heroic Age. That would be the only difference, really. If they can keep a constant flow with stories, I think making number ones isn't really going to make any difference.
Did Ultron really ever excite anybody here?
I don't mind him.
What is it?
He was good in Annihilation Conquest, and that story within what was it, Mighty Avengers? The second story arc in that was kind of neat.
Venom bomb stuff. Yeah, Ultron.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of interesting.
He's just like one of those characters. I look at him, just
not super exciting.
I don't care about him. He's just like a robot to me. I don't know.
I think what his main interest with people is that he's the Avengers, one of their biggest failures. Like, not just
Hank Pym,
but Hank Pym, especially, that they created their own villain.
So now that the Wasp's back, is he still going to be the Wasp?
Is it the Wasp?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
thought he was back Van Dyne. Giant Man.
Where did she come from?
Microverse in Central Park.
Weird. Yep. What issue was this on?
Avengers.
The last three. Like, whatever came out after...
End Times.
Yeah.
Weird.
Whatever was in that... But only in the Avengers book, because in New Avengers, it's a mystical story with Doctor Strange.
Secret Avengers done? Did that wrap up? I know it's getting relaunched. I mean, I never read it after.
It's a secret. I don't.
After what was the last AVX?
I don't know if it got.
Okay.
I don't remember.
That was one that was totally derailed by AVX.
Yeah, well, DC's starting to do that. Now that's
AVX Fear Itself.
Well, no, just specifically I read the AVX tie-ins and went, this is stupid. And when it came back, I never picked it up.
That's what they did with Fear Itself as well. They were derailed since that book came out. Every event that's come out has derailed that book.
Stop it.
But I think the Batman year is doing the same thing to me right now.
Okay.
Because I think Death in the Family as an event is terrible.
I wasn't excited when the first one came out.
The main story is good. Batman, like, I reread 13, and it is better than I gave it credit for initially. I read 14, which was great. But the tie-in so far, like, what was that Catwoman tie-in?
The first one wasn't,
You read that already?
No, last one. Oh, yeah, that one wasn't
at all.
That's
why I waited to get this.
But I'm hoping this one is more. The Batgirl definitely, I thought.
Batgirl was awesome.
Yeah,
I like
Batgirl
that.
14 was good.
Let's abuse the talent some more.
That's the annual.
Or was that in the annual?
What?
The annual. I read them all on the same day.
Oh, okay. No, this was where against Bab's mom.
Yeah.
He has Bab's mom. I thought that was good. And his brother. I enjoyed that.
That one was good, but the rest of them...
Well, yeah, they didn't... Well, I didn't read the Suicide Squad yet.
It was all right. I liked it.
Joker shows up for like 5 minutes, and then you see Harley at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, some of these books don't need it.
Yeah.
It's not a tie-in. But like Detective or Batman and Robin, really.
But they haven't officially tied in.
Next month.
Yeah, next month.
That, I didn't like that either. This last week's Batman and Robin... They had this whole story, zombie story, and then it kind of just like they threw in at the end, oh, the Joker was responsible for it.
Yeah, the Joker's running zombies now. Like,
okay.
Hey, that's what
it just seemed like they needed to hurry up and get to Death in the Family.
He forced it in there just to set up the next issue.
Okay.
Like, that wasn't the initial plan.
Yeah, exactly.
And now we have, what's the Throne of Atlantis starting in...
I think that's
what it is.
How
long? Yeah, that's in. Well, that's running just through a couple issues of Justice League and Aquaman.
Yeah.
Hal and Earth's going through the super books, but they're not doing that great anyway. So
we're going to be doing worse after that, I think.
I want a standalone Shazam. Damn it,
it's coming.
That was good.
Since they canceled Batwing,
they put that back
in
there.
They canceled Batwing.
No, they didn't. But I'm just saying, a replacement book for that.
No, they're going to give Vibe and Katana their own ongoing books.
I don't get that, but
so the Batman book there, but I guess everybody read it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I like it too. I like
it. I like it a lot better than the first part.
I liked everything so far. What I didn't understand was, like, the Joker had that book, and that's how, I guess that's how he knows that who everybody is now, or?
It, I guess, yeah.
I mean, are they still going to explain that, or?
They will, I'm sure. Fine. No, I think he knows something.
You know what I heard? I heard that the Charlton characters are going to get their own, are going to become part of the New 52 and get their own books.
Okay, which Charlton characters?
Question, which is going to be the question, the less supernatural question.
Okay.
And the more, the one that used to be.
Okay.
Different people. Ted Kord, Blue Beetle.
Oh, a new Blue Beetle to replace the one that just ended? Or is
they're talking about, like, I think it's going to be like an Earth 2 type book that's going
to
get off.
That's supposed to be part of,
but it's part of Grant Morrison's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, I wouldn't mind a Renee Montoya book, right? Was
she
the question at the end?
Yeah.
Or she could be in Batwoman, I guess.
We're going to start seeing a lot of these Earths pretty soon.
Probably. Might as well. You got them. Yeah. Use them. Well, that's like I was explaining the Before Watchmen to somebody. He's like, well, I don't know. I said, well, it could be this or it could be another Teen Titan character spin-off miniseries. You know, I'd rather have this. This is at least fresh and different. And he kind of went, I'll give you that. So.
I'm getting kind of just the fact that it's getting delayed so much.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so delayed. We're getting two. We're getting two next week.
Kind of took the air out of it for
me. No, I hear you. Yeah, that's been a little disappointing that it got slowed down.
Especially what's the one Darwin Cook's drawing and writing?
Minutemen.
Well,
that's through four.
Is it?
Yeah, that's got it's four issues.
It's hard
in.
To follow. Too much going on.
Yeah, it is a little confusing, and then the delay. And plus, I'm behind on a couple. I didn't read the last Silk
Spectre. They're putting out a dollar bill one now?
Yeah, it's just a one shot.
The Spellock was good.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to that just because it's Steve Root art, so that made me happy with that.
It's only two issues.
I think it's just one. Oh, the Moloch's two. The dollar bill's one.
I think they're going to keep that universe going.
They might. It's making money.
I think you're going to see. I don't know if you'll ever see an ongoing, but I think you'll see a rotating series of miniseries.
There's a buck to be had.
Yep.
There's a dollar bill to be had. So X-Men Legacy, everybody's favorite Marvel Now book. I'm looking over.
That was
I'm
rough.
Sneaking a peek at the.
That was rough.
Agenda.
I read it, and I did. I read a lot of them. Because it was X-Men Legacy. I'm like, okay, you know, there's got to be some reason this is, you know, coming, you know, one of the first ones out of the gate, you know. And read it, and it read to me like bad Morrison. Like he was trying to be clever and out there like Morrison, but just didn't have the chops to do it. And my big problem with it was, with all the DC ones, even like a Mr. Terrific, you know, any book you had never even heard of before, you could pick up that first one and have a good idea of the character, what was going on. They were pretty good at introducing that stuff.
Well, that was the point.
Right. But this one, if you didn't know who he was, it didn't give his name. It didn't explain anything about him. Didn't give any of his history. It could be, but in a number one, you need to give some of that. I don't see many people that bought that coming back for number two.
Yeah, if you're wanting to bring people into a book that,
you know, it's such an obscure character. Who's had a couple stories in X-Men and in New Mutants, I think, and just, you know, obviously can't carry it.
Their only reason to do Marvel Now is to bring in new readers.
Well, I don't think that's what they're trying to do.
No, obviously not. Not by the fact that they didn't reboot continuity or Iron Man picked up right where it left off, kind of.
Yeah.
They should.
Because I think if you, had, you know, hey, I'm an expired reader. I'm going to try this all new X-Men. Well, okay, here's what you need to know.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean,
I think they're calling it jumping on points. So,
yeah, but I don't think they really
are.
I
agree. I don't think a lot.
I think Marvel has better stories, but a terrible logistics department.
Yeah.
Like, they just need to get their act together. And
well, it's funny. Every Marvel book this week has an ad for Uncanny Avengers 3. I'm just like, oh, okay, that's nice. How about we get two out first?
I was thinking Uncanny X-Men 3. I'm like, that's really
weird. No, Uncanny Avengers.
Isn't that next week?
Two weeks, I think. Either it might be next week.
It was up on the.
Was it?
It was on the free. Well,
yeah.
Except you couldn't read it because you couldn't zoom in.
Right. I don't remember. I didn't look that close at my invoice. I know we're getting AVX 2, or A plus X 2,
which was good.
And FF 1,
Yeah. I read A plus X2, and they're both standalone.
Okay.
You know, fun little stories. They're not... I don't think the book will last because they're not, like, core to continuity.
I mean, I didn't think they were supposed to last. I thought it was a...
Yeah, they changed it.
It's supposed to be an ongoing now, I thought.
That's weird.
Yeah, I thought it was a mini, especially when they came out with those postcards, and it was four different postcards, so I just assumed in my head that it was a four-issue mini.
Yeah.
You know, like, Consequences was a five-issue. But, yeah, it's basically Marvel team-up at this point.
It's very weird.
Which is fine. Just like, what, Avenging Spider-Man is Spider-Man team-up, and, well, Cap team-up ended.
I like Cap team-up.
Cullen Bunn. The great Cullen Bunn.
Well, the last one just speaks to that Frank of the art.
Okay. Yeah, that one just, that one kind of fizzled away into single digits, sadly. As too many books are doing.
Who's writing Age of Ultron? Bendis.
Bendis. Well, it's already, he wrote it 2 years ago. It's been drawn for
so
2 years.
So that
little solicit been in a can.
That we saw that had, like, these are the tie-ins for the Ultron, that was
fake. I don't know if they said those are the tie-ins. It was just those books, and then the background looked like that. And so I think, like, Nick made an assumption that it was, those were Age of Ultron books.
Weird.
So, because it was Guardians of the Galaxy and Nova. And
yeah, just really
weird.
Weird,
tie-ins. random books, yeah.
Aren't those books still coming?
They're coming, but we don't know what they're tying into or what's going on.
Maybe this will be the backstory to them.
Maybe.
Weird.
Unless it might be a good thing, just saying. Might be what it is.
True. Well, something happened yesterday that's got the retailers in a little bit of a buzz. And things are going to change here a little bit.
What Marvel do now?
No, that's the scary thing.
What
happened I think it was Monday.
Oh, that FU isn't a foo?
That is not foo. That is.
DC gave you an FU?
Yes.
Oh,
all right. I was wondering.
I guess
it
was Monday on Robot 6 on Comic Book Resources, their blog, posted that DC had now made a deal with Amazon and Barnes & Noble and iTunes to release the comic same day across all platforms, meaning Kindle, Nook, iTunes, everything, not just Comixology. But what that meant also was that the books would then be available at 12:01 on Wednesday a.m. And so this came up in my retailer thing, and a lot of people were sending emails out to DC saying, you know, what's up with this? Normally they're held to like noon on Wednesday, you know, I guess it's noon, so that'd be 9 o'clock West Coast, and we're not allowed to sell books before 9 o'clock local time on Wednesday, because we get them Tuesday, but we're, you know, contractually obligated to hold them until Wednesday morning. And so they just kind of, you know, hey DC, what's going on? DC sent out a very form letter saying, you know, we understand your concern, we'll get back to you. And then yesterday, on every Tuesday, we get an email from DC basically telling us what print, you know, new prints are coming, just the standard weekly stuff, information. And in this one included a letter from DC. I think Bleeding Cool put it up yesterday, but it basically said, it was the opening paragraph that made me really ticked off. Hang on. I'm sorry, it was right there. Technical difficulties. Hold on. There we go. So this was the opening paragraph in their talk to us. DC Entertainment remains committed to the evolution of the comics business, and we will continue to adapt our practices to keep up with new growth opportunities, new consumer behaviors, and new partner protocol. We understand that some of you were disappointed by our recent digital periodical sales announcement. We will reiterate that we will give you as much notice as possible while balancing the net impact of announcements and confidentiality agreements. Basically saying, too bad, we're going to do what we want. And it was pointed out this morning at 12:01 Eastern, the books were up, which means that 9 p.m. Pacific Coast books were available.
Really? And Amazon's in Pacific time zone. I figured they would have been...
Yeah. No, this was on Comixology, actually. They had him up at 90. Now, this was Eastern. I don't know. I didn't hear from anybody in the Pacific. But it was just the whole gist of their letter to us. It was clearly written by someone in the digital department, not the sales department. But basically saying, we're doing this. We don't care what you think. Sit down and shut up. And there's a lot of backlash in the retail community towards DC right now. Because they were, you know, our friend Marvel did whatever Marvel wanted to do that 9 times out of 10 wasn't in our interest. It was in their interest. You know, double shipping, making us order 3 copies of a book before we even see how the first one's taken. And then DC did this. And just the whole tone of the letter and everything. It's like, I don't really care about digital. I don't think it's fair that they can sell them the day before we can. It doesn't seem, you know, right based on their agreements with us.
Basically, because retailers are the reason why their books sold before.
Right, and I put a lot of work and effort into pushing the New 52, and I think a lot of other retailers did, and I think that's a large part of the reason that it was successful. And for them to just kind of turn around and say, you know, just be quiet, go back to your corner. We only concerned about that. It was that opening paragraph saying new customer protocol. We're only concerned about what Amazon wants to do. If Amazon wants to sell them Tuesday morning, we're going to let them. And then my concern also is that, you know, Amazon thinks these will sell digitally, will sell much better at $149 than at $299.
Yeah.
And they're going to go and say, okay. And right now they just basically said, we don't matter to them anymore. And it was very disconcerting.
So it's going to be an interesting retailers convention at Dallas this year.
If they even show up. Normally they sponsor a day, and I honestly believe they will not show up this year. Yeah. They don't want to face what they're going to face.
The wrath.
It's very interesting for me, too, because our order is due. This is one thing I want to talk about. Previews orders are due, I think, sometime this weekend. They're normally due the last Thursday, which would be tomorrow, being Thanksgiving. But I think they extended out till Sunday. So if there's anything in the previews that you're interested in, please let me know. But it's also interesting to do this right before the orders are due. I think they're going to be a little shocked at the order numbers because I think a lot of stores are going to be, oh, you know what? Normally I order to have, you know, a 2-month supply of Batman. We'll make it 2 weeks and reorder if necessary.
See, that's where they kind of got you, it seems like, in a tough spot because how do you fight something like that? You can boycott it, but that would push people. You could boycott DC. That would just push
consumers. Not boycotting. No, I'm not going to boycott, but I won't order as large. I won't take as big a chance on stuff.
Yeah.
I might sell out and not reorder. You know, I was looking. I haven't sold a copy of 100 Bullets in 2 years.
Yeah.
But I keep it on the shelf.
Well, wouldn't that push a consumer, though, to who couldn't get it because
possibly
sell out too digital, though?
Well, it could. Right. You know? But I could just also just not promote it. I pushed New 52 hard, and it was very successful.
How can you really right. fight this? They kind of have you stuck in a way that says...
No, but we're their salesmen.
Yeah.
So if you come in, you know, and now I focus my attention on Marvel Now,
yeah.